Section. It's Saturday, February 21st, and welcome to Higher IQ. If you're out walking the dog right now, or maybe just watching the birds scatter from a sidewalk as you head toward coffee, you're looking at what most people call rats with wings. But it turns out, the creature currently eyeing a discarded bagel crust is running the same sophisticated software as the world's most powerful artificial intelligence. Let's get into it. We have spent the better part of a century insulting the intelligence of the common pigeon. We use their name as a synonym for someone who's easily fooled. We've designed our architecture with spikes to keep them off our ledges, and we've largely dismissed them as a background glitch in the matrix of city life. But a series of studies into how these birds actually process the world suggests that we haven't been looking at a simple animal. We've been looking at a biological supercomputer that uses a brute force method of learning that would look very familiar to a Silicon Valley engineer. To understand why this matters, we have to look at how humans think versus how pigeons think. Humans are obsessed with rules. If we show you a series of shapes and tell you that the blue ones are good and the red ones are bad, you'll quickly deduce a rule: color equals value. We like logic. We like if-then statements. We like to categorize the world into neat little boxes. Psychologists call this declarative learning. It's elegant, it's fast, and it's how we built civilization. Pigeons, however, don't care about your rules. They use what's called associative learning. They don't try to figure out why a certain pattern leads to a reward. They just relentlessly map every single possibility until they find the pattern that works. In a landmark study out of the University of Iowa, researchers gave pigeons a battery of tests that were designed to be, in the lead researcher's words, diabolically difficult. These were visual puzzles so complex and messy that a human would look at them and say, "There's no logic here." And for a human, that's where the learning stops. If we can't find the rule, we give up. But the pigeons didn't give up. They just kept clicking. Through thousands of trials, they moved their accuracy from 50% pure guesswork to nearly 70% on the hardest tasks and close to 95% on simpler ones. They weren't thinking their way through it. They were building a massive internal lookup table, associating thousands of individual images with specific outcomes, one peck at a time. Here's the punchline. When the researchers built a simple AI model using the same two mechanisms the pigeons appeared to be using, associative learning and error correction, the AI learned the task in almost exactly the same way. Same curve, same results. Ed Wasserman, the lead researcher, put it bluntly. You hear all the time about the wonders of AI, all the amazing things it can do. It can beat the pants off people playing chess. It can beat us at any video game. How does it do it? Is it smart? He paused. No, it's using the same system or an equivalent system to what the pigeon is using here. This is exactly how a large language model like ChatGPT works. When you ask an AI to draw a cat, it doesn't know what a cat is in any biological sense. It doesn't have a rule for whiskers or pointy ears. Instead, it has been fed billions of images and has associative learned that this specific arrangement of pixels is usually labeled cat. The bird trying to eat a cigarette butt on the sidewalk is running the same basic software as the system writing your emails. And this isn't a coincidence. The connection goes all the way back. In the 1950s, a psychologist named B.F. Skinner spent years in his lab training pigeons. He'd reward them with food pellets when they performed a desired behavior, and over time, the birds learned astonishingly complex tasks. He taught them to play simple tunes on miniature pianos. He taught them to distinguish between shapes, colors, and patterns with remarkable accuracy. During World War II, he even proposed a pigeon-guided missile system. The birds would peck at a target on a screen, and the missile would adjust its trajectory accordingly. The military funded it. It worked. They just never deployed it. Skinner believed this process, linking an action with a reward through trial and error, was the building block of all behavior. Not just in pigeons, in all living organisms, including humans. He called it reinforcement. His theories fell out of fashion with psychologists in the 1960s. Too reductive, they said. Too mechanical. But computer scientists picked them up. Two researchers, Richard Sutton and Andrew Bartow, took Skinner's principles and built them into algorithms. They called it reinforcement learning. In 2024, they won the Turing Award, essentially the Nobel Prize of computer science, for creating the foundational technique behind most modern AI. The pigeon on your windowsill is the original neural network. We just spent 70 years and billions of dollars figuring out how to build a digital version. Now, a skeptic might hear all this and say, well, that just proves pigeons are mindless machines. But that misses the second-order effect. If a simple bird can use associative learning to do things we thought required human-level intelligence, then maybe our definition of intelligence has been too narrow all along. Consider this. Researchers at UC Davis trained pigeons to look at medical images, mammograms, and biopsy slides, and distinguish cancerous tissue from healthy tissue. The pigeons had no idea what they were looking at. They just pecked a yellow button for one category and a blue button for another, and got a food pellet when they were right. After 15 days, individual pigeons reached 85% accuracy. When the researchers combined the answers of multiple birds, a technique they called flock sourcing, accuracy climbed to 99%. That's comparable to trained human pathologists. Or consider this. In a famous 1995 study, researchers in Japan trained pigeons to distinguish paintings by Monet from paintings by Picasso. The pigeons learned. Then the researchers showed them paintings by other impressionists and cubists, artists the birds had never seen before. The pigeons generalized. They could tell a Renoir from a Braque. They understood something about style, not just the specific images they'd memorized. That study won an Ig Nobel Prize, the award for research that makes you laugh, then makes you think. We've spent centuries at the top of the food chain convinced that reasoning is the only way to be smart. We look down on the pigeon because it couldn't explain why it chose the correct image, but the results don't care about the explanation. The pigeon doesn't need to understand oncology to detect cancer. It doesn't need to study art history to recognize impressionism. There's a lesson here that goes beyond birds. We have a tendency to dismiss intelligence that doesn't look like ours. We called pigeons stupid for 100 years because their problem solving doesn't involve conscious reasoning. We're doing the same thing now with AI, either dismissing it as just statistics or anthropomorphizing it into something human-like. And we do it with each other too. We discount people who think differently, who learn differently, have who arrive at the right answer through a path we don't recognize. But intelligence isn't a single ladder with humans at the top. It's a toolbox. Humans use the scalpel of logic. Pigeons and AI use the sledgehammer of massive repetitive association. Both get the job done. The question isn't which tool is smarter, it's which tool fits the problem. The next time you see a flock of pigeons taking off in unison, think about the sheer amount of data they're processing. They aren't just flying, they're navigating a world of patterns we're literally too logical to see. They can recall over 1,800 distinct images from memory. They can recognize human faces. They can find their way home from 1,000 miles away using the Earth's magnetic field. They aren't rats with wings. They're the original neural networks, living on our windowsills and surviving on our leftovers. So as you go about your Saturday, maybe give that pigeon on the corner a little more credit. It might not know the why of the world, but it has mapped the what, with a level of precision we're only just beginning to replicate, with billions of dollars in computing power and decades of research that started, ironically, with a psychologist and his pigeons in a basement lab. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.